And track 10 now. Further news. Work on schedule, say Network Rail. Work is progressing well on the upgrade to Dawlish Railway Station. Contractors for Network Rail are on course to complete the work later this year, which will include passenger lifts for the first time in the station's history. Currently, steel pillars are being installed to hold the toughened glass parapets on the deck of the new accessible footbridge. The final unit of the platform wall has been installed on the seaward side, now that work has finished pumping concrete through the undertrack crossing. A spokesman said we're in the final stages of cladding the wall and laying the remaining granite squares on the section of promenade close to the bridge. We've been breaking out the existing stairs from the car park ahead of installing new ones, so please use the ramp in the meantime. And we thank everyone for their continued patience. There will also be a new ramp and stairs at the entrance to the station. The major station upgrade is the latest part of the £82 million seawall project to protect the vulnerable coastal stretch of railway line from extreme weather conditions.
Punk poet promises a night to remember. After years in the shadows, one man is finally realising his dream of stepping into the spotlight and achieving music stardom of sorts. Steve Oram, age 66, will be performing with his band The O's, that's O-H, in Newton Abbot next month. And from what he says, the public won't have seen anything quite like it. Despite a life working in banking, Steve has managed to retain his creative side. Describing himself as a performance poet and stand-up comedian, he said, "I've done comedy clubs and survived, and I've long had a dream of doing something like this. I've got to the age where I realise that if I don't do it now, I'll never do it. I lost my best friend a few years ago, and I realised time is finite. You've got to do things while you can. I'm not a musician, but for the last 50 years, I've channeled Johnny Rotten," that's of the Sex Pistols. "I began to think my poetry could be set to music. John Cooper Clarke and John Otway have been great influences, and seeing how they have done, I thought I could have a go." The O's comprise Steve on vocals, Martin Rowlings on electric percussion, Jay Brown guitarist, who also plays with punk band Stench, and Alan Hayden on bass. The songs are short and fast. If you want to describe us, you could say we're a bit of punk, a bit of unorthodox pop, and a lot of comedy. I'm not a singer in the normal sense. I have a terrible voice. We make the Sex Pistols sound like Doris Day. Can't say we're any good, but we are different. And I can promise the audience won't have seen anything quite like it. The O's make their debut on Thursday, September the 14th. At 8 p.m. in the Jolly Farmer, Newton Abbot. Entry is free.
Excess-3 Trail section to be closed for repairs. Devon County Council are having to close a section of the Excess-3 Trail near Limpston for 3 months so the authority can carry out essential repairs. The Cortlands Boardwalk on the trail between Limpston and Exmouth needs to be replaced after a routine inspection of boardwalk found that timber elements of the structure are deteriorating. Devon County Council need to replace all 74 wooden spans of the boardwalk and are due to start on Monday, September the 18th. This section of the trail will be closed while the scheme is carried out to replace the timber structural beams and deck planks with a more durable fibre-reinforced material. A signed diversion route will be in place, enabling pedestrians to use the footpath on Exeter Road. Cyclists will need to cross over Exeter Road and follow the slightly longer route, which avoids cycling on the main road.
Organisers of petition to save mobile libraries launch competition. Organisers of an online petition to save Devon's beloved fleet of mobile libraries have launched a children's competition. The competition, which is to be judged by authors Nick Butterworth and Sarah Mellentire, call for entrants who must be under the age of 18 and living in Devon to create a poem, story, drawing or painting based off a chosen theme. Prospective competitors are asked to imagine the most fabulous mobile library, whether it be a realistic interpretation or one of a fantastical tone. All are welcomed. Also, the following question ought to be answered. What I like best about the mobile library is... Winners will receive signed copies of books from Nick and Sarah. The competition has been organised by Cheryl Cottle-Hunkin, who is responsible for the above-mentioned competition and the petition, which calls on Devon County Council, DCC, to keep the mobile library service running in the county, and has amassed some 5,776 signatures as of August 29th. DCC currently has 4 library vehicles adapted for people with mobility or hearing problems that visit more than 350 locations across Devon every month.
And for my last news item, here's a piece from Tynmouth Post and Gazette from Friday, August the 31st, 1973. For some months, demolition has been carried out in Tynmouth in preparation for the second stage of the town's inner city relief road, part of the proposed route to take away heavy through traffic from the town centre. Now the County Council has officially announced that the work on construction of the actual road will commence on Monday next, September the 3rd. Well, that takes us back, doesn't it? And there's this other piece about TV reception. There are dead spots where certain stations can't be received at all, or there's ghosting. The engineer-in-chief said himself that TV is so unpredictable that there can be perfect reception in one house and blank in the next. Interference is caused to both TV and radio reception by cars and lorries not fitted with suppressors. This is particularly bad where traffic has to stop for the lights. Some of the noise is devastating and absolutely spoils reception. Well, that takes us back a bit, doesn't it?
Fine and ban for drink driver. A man has been banned from driving for 14 months after driving a car at Drumbridge's roundabout while unfit to drive through drink. Ben Connett, 30, of Trenant, was accused of driving the BMW on the roundabout on July 15th last year while unfit through drink. Connett pleaded guilty to the charge and was fined £300 and ordered to pay prosecution costs of £85 and a victim services fund payment of £120.